I'd like to start with visas and the proposal by some of your EU colleagues to ban tourist visas for Russian citizens. What's your position on that? Should the EU place further limits on Russians or introduce a blanket ban?
Well, this is one of the main topics which is going to be discussed, I think, tomorrow, because today we will start with the EU-Africa relations during our meeting of the foreign ministers of the EU, the Gymnich meeting, and tomorrow I will express the position of Romania to the sense that we fully support the suspension of the visa facilitation agreement with Russia, because a visa facilitation agreement is in fact a document which should come along with a certain state of affairs in the relationship between EU and the respective country. I think the accounts say that the Russian Federation is not respecting fully the provisions of the visa facilitation agreement. And at the same time, we have to be aware of the fact that Russia has put basically all member states on the list of unfriendly states. So I don't think the environment between EU and Russia currently is corresponding to the purpose of a visa facilitation agreement. On the other hand, on the issue of the suspension of visas for Russian citizens, I will express the full availability of Romania to discuss about the adoption of further measures for restricting the circulation of Russian citizens in the European Union, because we consider that especially focusing on visas for tourism, because we think that tourism is not a fundamental right. It is something that should be granted, also taking into account the current state of affairs between EU and Russia. And at the same time, I think it's important for you to note that since Romania is not yet a member of the Schengen space, we do not issue Schengen visas. But we issue visas bilaterally. Since the beginning of the year, Romania has issued around 800 visas for Russian citizens, out of which around 130 visas for tourism. So the numbers are not that high, but I think it's a matter of principle. It's a political issue. It's not a technical issue. And we need to discuss it and to see what are the arguments in favor and against, because there were various arguments which were expressed by member states. It is important also to see what are the views of the Commission, of the External Action Service on this matter, and to decide accordingly. As far as Romania is concerned, as I said, we support a decision on suspending the issuance of visas for tourism, provided that this decision is taken on solid legal basis, because we need to have a solid legal fundament for such a decision. At the same time, it is also important to allow the issuance of visas for Russian citizens who are dissidents or who are running from the oppression, who are threatened by the regime. Many of these citizens are also using tourist visas. We have to be aware of that. And we have to take basically into account all such situations which represent exceptions which should not be touched by a decision of suspension. Humanitarian visas as well, medical visas. There are also other situations mm-hmm. that might be taken and should be taken into account when we take such decisions.
So a blanket ban on tourists, but exceptions for humanitarian cases and dissidents.
I think this is the, as far as Romania is concerned, I think this is the right approach. In order, on one hand, to give a very clear political signal, because indeed, quite a large percentage of the Russian society is supporting President Putin's war of aggression against Ukraine. On the other hand, we have to keep door open for those who need to be exposed to European values on one hand, and on the other hand, to protect those who are, in a way or another, opposing the regime in Russia.